Okay. The truth is that over the last couple of weeks I was trying to build up a preface to a subject that I was leading up to. But this week threw me off course. I was misupik if I should talk about what's been going on. Because on the one hand, sometimes when you talking about these things dulls the feelings. Keep it inside without bringing it out. The feelings are stronger. But on the other hand, the feeling is that it's hard to excuse myself, not just to use every forum that I have to just try to put things into perspective in a basic way, no chidushim. Just to say what we always heard the great Torah leaders saying in these sorts of situations. Now, the chayra, these things are simple, but I don't know. I came into this medrash this morning and heard in this medrash people who were there for their learning time were discussing the situation, and they're talking about all the political ins and outs and what Netanyahu should do, what Netanyahu shouldn't do, what will help and what won't help, and analyzing the fine differences between what Netanyahu did and what Olmert did, Oferet Yitzuka, not Oferet Yitzuka. I was very turned off. And also disappointed, because I was thinking that the basic approach to this whole situation should be obvious. People who heard me say it in the Shia, I'm repeating myself. I'm repeating myself unapologetically. But I'm probably doing that a lot over the next few days. But let's just go through a Rambam. Rambam says that mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah lizorik ul-hariyah b'chatzotzes al kol tzor shetov el ha-tzibur. There's a chiyuv mideoraisa to cry out. Using chatzotzes, the chatzotzes were shofar. It's an element of what we do on Rosh Hashanah also. It's actually a form of crying out to Hashem. Anybody who's blown the shofar knows that it takes a lot of, you got to put your full neshama into it. It's a form of crying out to Hashem. Now, the Rambam continues. Okay, he brings a few more psukim. The Rambam continues in Halacha Beis. V'dovo ze midarkei tshuva. This is an element of tshuva. Shebizman shetov etzora v'yizaku aleo v'yoriu. When a tzora comes and they cry out and they blow the chatzotzes, yedu hakol shebeglal maaseim v'aroyim hura lohem. We'll know that it's because of our actions. It brings a pasuk. V'zeo sheyigroim lohem lohosir atzora me'aleim. That is really the cause to remove the tzora. Avalim lo yizaku v'lo yoriu. But if they don't cry out, they don't blow these chatzotzes. Again, the chatzotzes, for our purposes, is just a way of saying to cry out. But they say, okay, this is the way the world works. It's politics. It has to do with the world climate. And this is what happened. This is cruelty, the Rambam says. Why cruelty? You might say that it's sacrilegious, but why cruelty? Okay, let's see. And it causes them to maintain their bad ways. Now again, by bad ways, this doesn't necessarily mean, okay, we can all say, alright, I'm not doing anything evil, so it's not me. But the point is, on the contrary, if these sorts of things are happening, the Rambam is telling us that there's a chiyuv d'oraisa to relate to it as a call from Hashem to do tshuva. What are we supposed to be doing tshuva for? Okay. Each person has to make his personal cheshbon. But one thing is clear. The voice is supposed to be heard in a clear way. Hashem is saying this is a call for tefillah and tshuva. So, the most basic thing. Okay, let's continue the Rambam a little more. V'toysif ha-tzora tzores acheres. In Rachman al-Itzlan, this Torah will cause yet more tzores in its wake. So first of all, he calls it achzorius. Why is it called achzorius? Cruelty. Rahmana Litzlan, last week, three people were killed. According to the Rambam, again, the big picture, at the end of the day, do we completely understand why Hashem does things? Why He chose these three people? Why these three families had to suffer? We don't know Hashem's full cheshbon. But to just say we don't understand Hashem's ways is wrong. Because the Rambam is telling us that we do. The Torah tells us, you might not understand Hashem's full cheshbon, but Hashem says in the Torah, you are meant to understand these things, not to write them off as, that's how these things happen. These things happen. Politics, this, that, or even to say, we don't understand why Hashem does these things. But Avigdor Miller used to say, that's a frum formula for apikosis. We don't understand why Hashem does these things. See, Rahman al Islam, people will often come with questions afterwards. How could Hashem do this? It starts with, we don't understand, and then, how could He? And we do understand. Hashem is trying to wake us up. Hashem is telling us, whatever it is, you're not in touch enough. You're not in touch enough. Can all of us say that our tefillahs are 100%, we're connected with Hashem three times a day in an intimate way? So yes, there's room to grow closer. There's room for tshuva. The first thing is, tefillah is the most basic thing in these sorts of situations. Tefillah, but real tefillah. Hashem is saying, I don't feel that your connection with me is close enough, is strong enough. I want your tefillahs to be a little bit more heartfelt. Get together with Hashem three times a day. Let's acknowledge that He's here and He's calling out to us. And otherwise it's achzorius, because Rahman al-Itzlan, these three people who were killed can either gain the immense zchus of awakening the Jewish people, or Rahman al-Itzlan, what happens if nobody wakes up? What happens if everybody just attributes their death to, well, the army should have, and Netanyahu should have, and this one should have, and that one should have, and if this one would be in power, and that one would be in power? Did their deaths gain anything? It's up to us to determine whether their deaths actually have infinite meaningfulness. For Rahman al-Itzlan, it's just like the Rambam says, it happens, these things happen every so often, every couple of years these things happen. And also there's another thing. The Rambam says that Hashem says that the way it works is, if we won't wake up, Rahman al-Itzlan, there will have to be more. It's up to us to prevent the more from happening. So we can't miss that there are messages being brought to us now. We can't miss the fact that just a couple of weeks ago, a few years ago, there was a tsunami in Indonesia, and what was it, 100,000 people killed? I don't know what the numbers were, but crazy amounts of people were killed. That was in that part of the world, and Chazal tell us that called Paranus Shabbat Lo'olam in Abba Bishvil Yisrael. It's time for us then to wake up and say, it's a message of, don't be too complacent in this world, don't feel too settled. But okay, Indonesia, it's a third world country, we're not those types of people anyways. Like Yisrael Salanter says, nobody thinks this consciously, but subconsciously we all think this. People think that there are two types of people. There are people that die and people that don't die. Right? Shtoben as Chevri called it. Types of people that die. Here Rahman al-Itzlan about terror victims. Alright, I'm not that type of person. Never happened to me. And so, why should it? Rahman al-Itzlan, the people who were Niftar last week, they also just as much, were just as far removed from this sort of thing as we were. Rahman al-Itzlan. Rahman al-Itzlan. And then 2 weeks ago, all of a sudden, the hurricane hits the East Coast. So Matisyahu Solomon yelled, he said, everyone's talking about what Sandy did. There's this woman running around America wreaking havoc. Sandy did this, Sandy did that, look what Sandy did to Seagate. Right? There's nobody named Sandy. Hurricane. What's the hurricane? Well, hurricane is nature. What's nature? Nature of Avigdor Miller said it's a meaningless word. It's a Greek word that really has no meaning. But if we want to know what meaning it does have, Hateva is Begematria Elikim. That's what the... But the truth is that it's interesting that the term Teva in this usage doesn't appear not in Tanakh, not in Chazal. It was apparently coined later to correspond to deal with what the Greeks called nature. Whatever it is, it's Hashem. Hashem is at work. And this time, Rahman al-Itzlan, where the hurricane hit, it hit the Jewish populations specifically. Specifically, the biggest Jewish concentrations in North America, on the East Coast, and that exactly now the entire Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael is in Sakana. So Rabbi said, we're in Beit Shemesh. Beit Shemesh is still one of the areas that hasn't actually heard their own siren. It's getting closer and closer. It's already hit home. It's hit home for all of us. Who doesn't know somebody either on the East Coast or in Yerushalayim or in Tel Aviv, Bnei Brak, who hasn't already been suffering the effects? We don't have to wait for it to get even closer. There's a wake-up call from Hashem. We have to wake up. We have to wake up and realize that really this is all about Hashem telling us, apparently you're not in touch enough with me. Apparently Hashem is not enough of a focus in our lives. Not enough, because there's always what to do more, and Hashem wants more, and Hashem is telling it to us in this way. Now we have to realize that yes, this is a time where Hashem is saying this is a time of tefillah and tshuva. Now we don't know. You never know. When there's such a call from Hashem for tefillah and tshuva, it could be because there are great things that are meant to happen. Who knows? Who knows if this is the call from Hashem? Mam is showing how shaking up the Jewish concentrations, some of the biggest Jewish concentrations around the world. Who knows if this is a call from Hashem saying, Rabbosai, now is the time that you can get it done. Now is a very, very big Eis Ratzon. Who knows? But if, Rachman Otzan, we don't wake up and say that, I'll wake up in a minimal way, kind of get back to life as usual, or figure, you know, it's just about following the news and seeing how things develop. The tragedy might be even worse. The tragedy might, we might be losing out on a very, very big Esratzen. Who knows? I don't know. I remember thinking when the Twin Towers fell that this must be the end. Must be mamish the Geula must be happening immediately. It didn't. I don't know. I don't know if I was wrong. Maybe there simply wasn't enough of Esayus. The Biskarov said that about the Six-Day War. Said it was actually an opportunity. There wasn't the other way around. There was a big smile from Hashem. That's where the Biskarov put it. Was a smile from Hashem. If Klal Yisrael, much of Klal Yisrael did wake up at that time, but apparently it wasn't enough. Apparently more people were supposed to wake up instead of turning it into idolization of, look what a great army we have. Look, we showed the world that we are a mini superpower. If it would have been recognizing the Rabbeinu Shalom, who knows what that could have resulted in. So that's also point that we have to realize here is we have to connect with Hashem. Who knows what we can bring about? But another thing also, when we're davening for Yeshua, we say in Refa'inu, Ki Siyuaseinu Ato. We have often heard of these types of things. And look, even today, with the Midas Hadin that spread over us, look at the unbelievable chasadim that we're seeing. Look how many of the missiles are falling in completely wrong places and how many are being shot down. It's Mamish Nisei Nisim. We have to note how Hashem is showing. It's still the same Chesed, it's still the same loving Hashem, but yes, he's trying to wake us up. We have to be able to realize what we say in Refa'inu, Refa'inu Hashem and Refa'inu, Oishienu v'nivasheo ki sehiloseinu ata. We're saying to Hashem, give us a refuah, because then we'll acknowledge that you are the Mashiach. So let's be able to tell Hashem that also. If we hear next week that there were smashing successes, and that the Yeshua did come, however it manifests, we hope that it will manifest in the ultimate Yeshua. But whatever it is, if there are smashing military successes, and they simply knock them out, and that's that, then also we have to remember not just to focus on the headlines and the way they're presenting it, but the deeper level. Let's be able to tell Hashem now, Hoshienu v'nivashea kisu l'aseinu ato, you'll be our tehillah. We will know, we'll have the seichel to acknowledge that it's you. We can practice that now also already by noting all of the different nisim that we're seeing within what's going on now. Just conclude with one thing that Rav Moshe Sternbuch said. So that you see in the front newspapers when these sorts of things happen, when the missiles fall in the wrong places, when they hit the empty building that should have been populated at the time, but nobody was there. At least the front newspapers will write, miraculously nobody was hurt. But he said, but none of them will actually come out and write in a headline, who did the miracle? Benes la'ayun nifgaim. Right? That's what you see in the Benes la'ayun nifgaim. Miraculously nobody was hurt. Who did the miracle? Why can't even the from newspapers come out and spell it out? Well, let's at least spell it out for ourselves. The papers are not going to help us with this. We have to be able to spell it out for ourselves. And then, Be'ezus Hashem, we can turn this into an Eis Ratzon, into a means of getting closer with Hashem that we ever were, and hope that it will result in the Geula Shleimah.